Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Song America, we are broadcasting live to the nation tonight. The force is strong on the show and to all of our great listeners out there. Our power is resolute and will not be broken. We are the vanguard of the nation and its soul. No one can beat us. We are the tip of the spear. We are victorious. We have won the battle before it ever begins. If they, the globalist elitists, keep us focused on fighting each other, they somehow believe that we will not notice their reprehensible criminality as they constantly try to manipulate the masses through psychological engineering to push their desired narrative and agenda. Welcome to the legendary Von Wiehunt Show, the true grassroots underground pirate radio station and show you have talked about and heard about. The show that has been banned on Twitter and forbidden to be listened to by the rank and file in America today. We are the true resistance, my friends, inside the country and curtain. We resist tyranny. We resist the beast vaccine. We resist our nation's borders being flooded by migrants from the third world. We resist the influence of China and their social credit score that they want to impose on the nation. Are you enjoying the show, America? We are in a spiritual battle for our very lives. I tell you this with some trepidation, knowing that we are going up against many entrenched, powerful forces in the universe. And when the real truth of these times come out, no one will believe it. Right now, they want you and I distracted. The real news is that Russian armored tank divisions are on the move against the border in Ukraine and Belarus. This was reported on the Texas News Network and the Hal Turner radio show. The fallen angels in our national media keep us distracted while we forge ahead. Just wait till it all comes out, the real truth, and it will. And until then, you will always have the Von Wiehunt Show at your disposal, America. For the heavenly angels have told me to keep broadcasting, to keep telling it like it is. Many will tremble at what is coming for America and the world. But you and I are armed. We are the tip of the spear. We are the enlightened and prepared ones. We shall not relent or give up. We shall be victorious. I advise you before our many past shows to be prepared and stock up in food and essential gear. I believe it will be swift, but the truth will hit everyone hard, and it may create chaos in many areas of the world. Many people will be in disbelief in the coming days ahead. They will need help. Do not turn away from your staunch family and friends. Comfort those who have trouble understanding what is going on around them or which has transpired. Stop watching the mainstream fake news programs. They're only selling advertising, by the way. do your own research. There are today many people out there fighting for you. Patriots are fighting in the digital and the real world, for we are both. We are the digital soldiers of this world and the real soldiers in times of chaos and big trouble. Keep spreading truth and knowledge where you find it. And we've all heard this past week of the shooting in Boulder, Colorado. There was another incident in Atlanta where a man walked into a Publix grocery store just a day ago and was apprehended by the police. He came in with rifles and guns. So that was very good crime work, detective work there in Georgia. Kudos to them. Now, the VP, Kamala Harris, is quickly being positioned to take power. The big rumor in Washington, D.C. is that Biden will not make it more than 2 years. They have made it quite known that the white European male in the media is the enemy in the nation by all the government talking heads. You've seen them before. They go in front of Congress and they say that we, the Trump supporters, the people who were on the right, we are the obstacle. This is how the game is played against you. And let's be blunt. The left is always talking about race. If the right wing brings it up, it's somehow taboo. But the white European man, the media keeps telling us, I've seen many news reports, we're not taking the COVID vaccine. We're not liking what's happening on the border. We're not liking the Biden-Harris regime. We are the true resistance in the nation. The political elites are very frustrated because their agenda is not going according to plan. Don't forget, they're only human too. They're not all robots. These people are very frustrated that their plans and ambitions are not going according to plan, especially in America. So you'll hear more and more about that as time goes on. And don't forget, America, that Barack Hussein Obama tried desperately to instigate a civil war in this country. He ginned up Ferguson and many other American cities that were under the knife, under the gun, under the riot banner. Chicago and D.C., Seattle, Portland. We'll see more of that this summer is my prediction. This will be a hot summer, and when it hits, the people will be out there in full force. Now, this show is many things to many people. We do talk about geopolitics, war and peace, current events, breaking news, and history. Just know that history is forever and cannot be unlived. For those on the left who want to rewrite history, who want to get to be engaged in cancel culture and ban people from social media and Twitter, history is not there for you to like or dislike. It's there to learn from, and if it offends you, even better, to make you receptive to its harsh lessons. History is not yours to erase. It's not yours to tear down or deny. History belongs to all of us to be faced with courage. History are lessons learned, sacrifices honored with grace and wisdom for the future on all sides. Now tonight, the American border is under assault. The invasion on our border is very real, America. We have talked about this on numerous shows, so I've asked you before to prepare accordingly. The Democrat Biden-Harris plan and agenda is to let in millions and millions of people from the third world. Now, our nation cannot absorb the entire third world because then we will become a third world country, which is the Democrat plan and their express agenda. This will not end pretty, America. Prepare accordingly, fellow patriots. Now, a new Central American poll was just conducted, and get this, 42 million Latinos want to immigrate to the United States in the next few years. I repeat, America, 42 million people. Unbelievable. And there's probably 100 million after that somewhere in the world as well. Well, you are in for a treat tonight, my Legion fans and loyal listeners. We have the following VIP guest tonight, if he makes it. Colonel David J. Giamatta, who wrote the book and co-authored The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times, written by Colonel David Giamatta and Troy Anderson. So the U.S. Army chaplain, Colonel, has a lot of and very important things to say. We are at war right now. The forces of light and darkness are lined up in battle as the world moves closer to the end of an age. And the Colonel, using both military and spiritual warfare tactics, states that you must be equipped and you must be a believer and be battle ready. The training manual will teach you to do many things, but basically to be empowered to counter the darkness of approaching end times forces, to develop your spiritual gifts so you can walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual warfare based on military principles. Very interesting. I'm looking forward to this interview tonight when the Colonel calls in. And now it's time for a show promo.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Our studio sponsor that was in the past being Wolf Studio Productions is no longer a sponsor of the radio show. We wish them the best. We have had a great, fun, and collaborative relationship with Wolf Studio Productions, and we bode them very, very well. They're very talented. We love Wolf Studios. They have just decided to move on to other things and focus on their family-friendly Buzz and Zip children's book and hopefully a Hollywood movie. We'll still air the Wolf Studio promos on our show going forward. Rest assured, they are classic. All these promos are the property of the Von Wehhunt Show, and as your host, as you know, I still retain 100% creative control over the show and the radio program. But this year, we're also looking for new sponsors this year as well. So if you're interested, please contact me at VonWehhuntShow@gmail.com. or the line tonight, or the studio. And I'll be contacting you direct, America, as well. And we wish Will Studio Productions the very best. What an awesome studio they have been for the show. They put in a lot of sweat equity, and we thank them very deeply. They're awesome, and they're going off to other things, and this happens in life. Sponsors come and go. Callers come and go. Nations come and go. Friends come and go. If you're a man, girlfriends come and go. These things happen, and it's okay. Now, I would say this, that the age of guilt is over. We will not apologize. Our glorious past is a matter of pride and joy to us. Whatever we have done in the past only inspires us today for even greater deeds tomorrow. Those who feel that we have wronged them should be happy they are still alive. And we will talk about it on the radio show each week, as we will leave no stone unturned in our great quest. Now, last week we had Helga, the psychic from the ancient Black Forest, as our VIP guest. And I love Helga. I've had her on KFNX before many times. We had some interesting comments about the show from a few listeners out there. And Helga was talking to us about what is going on inside the nation, geopolitics, and she's a lot of fun. And she's an amateur to an expert, depending on your point of view. But we love Helga. and she is listened to by many, many people. But I would say this, folks, if you have a problem with her title or anything like that, you have to understand that radio is informative, yet it's also entertainment. So we had a lot of positive comments about Helga too, but some interesting ones. Some people weren't quite used to that on my show, but as you know, this is a radio variety show. We have a variety of VIP guests. We have a variety of people. We're kind of like the Johnny Carson show on the radio. We will bring on a little bit of everything to keep the show fresh and interesting. We're not going to have just authors come on or just congressmen or just political figures. We'll talk to the man down the street. We'll talk to everybody, military people, militia people, politicians, sports figures. I've had Hollywood actors on. We've had a lot of interesting people on the show. I've had talking heads from TV. We've had some people in the realm of politics on the show. So a little bit of everything is good. Now, but I love Helga, and I'm glad that we've had a lot of positive comments about her as well. Now, there are 42 million people getting back to the border in immigration that went to migrate to the United States, according to Gallup Chairman Jim Clifton. Now, these people are going to be coming over here, and it's this simple, folks. If our nation doesn't have any borders at all, we are no longer a country. It's as simple as that. We cannot keep saying yes to illegal immigration. We cannot keep asking Congress for additional funding to pay for people who don't even belong here in the first place. Like I mentioned last week, that one-third of El Salvador right now resides inside the United States. Unbelievable. We can't continue like this. No country has ever survived with this much immigration. These 42 million or so Latin Americans who want to come to America, they are inspired by Democrat Biden, his open border free-for-all. And they believe this is the land of milk and honey. And these are, in their country, these, to be blunt, these are peasants. These are serfs. I'm sure many good people, but they have very few skill sets. They're going to come to our country, and they're going to face intense competition for already scarce jobs. And these people are coming over in droves, and it's unbelievable. We can't continue on this path. We're going to be the largest welfare state in the world. And the America that we once grew up with and knew is going to be gone, gone, gone. You mark my words. Now, another news tonight, Marvel Comics is going to unveil the first gay Captain America character during the Gay Pride Month. No joke. Marvel Comics. It's just more evidence of the Weimar American Republic, in my view. And in the Democrat media quest for diversity, Sesame Street just introduced, get this, two black Muppets that will live alongside Elmo. Yet we do not know if the two black Muppets will be on government assistance for their lives, for their entire life or not. Stay tuned, folks, for that one. But yeah, that's been announced, that Sesame Street is going to introduce two black Muppets to the children. It's all about the children, right? It's all about indoctrination. It's all about the brainwashing. Now, in other news, a 17-year-old drunkenly fell down the stairs of a secret nightclub in New York City, reminiscent of the speakeasies of the 1930s, which I predicted would spring up all over the nation during the COVID lockdown. Hope he's doing better tonight. Well, you've heard about Florida Man Syndrome. Now there is the Florida Woman Syndrome in their news, too. A Florida woman was found naked in a storm drain this week. She was missing for 3 weeks when she got lost in the tunnel during a swim, she said. A swim in the storm drain. Go figure. It's got to be Florida once again. Now, if you're in the Southland tonight, you're bracing for probably more tornadoes. Alabama got hit tonight. Extremely devastating footage is on TV, at least, unfortunately, at least five deaths. And many folks are injured. with many more people under a lot of house debris, they said, on the national news. And the AM wires stated the same, very tragic, all throughout the Southland. Many states are bracing for more thunderstorms and tornadoes. So unbelievable carnage there. Now, last summer, there was the incident, if you recall, the amphibious assault vehicle. A government report stated that U.S. troops had to use their phones as flashlights to try to escape a sinking Marine Corps amphibious assault vehicle. Unfortunately, very tragic, killed 9 of them. This was a complete disaster, and more is coming out on that report. We will bring it to you as it comes to light. Folks, so glad you're here tonight. Big, big show. We are so glad you are here. Now, we now have a public service announcement. Do you want to sponsor or donate to the Von Wiehan Show? We need your support to continue our very powerful broadcast message to the nation and to the world. We are looking for a few good sponsors to continue our radio quest on the air. Please contact the show. And sponsors get 3 mentions per show, plus your own promo. And this show will be broadcast all over the nation and world, very cost-effective rates. So get your company name or service out there in Radioland. Let's make it happen together.
Make no mistake about it. It's the Von Wiehan Show, and it's on with Von. Make no mistake about it. It's the Von Wiehan Show.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Wiehan Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions. And he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
I think we share some similarities. It's very interesting. I've got a very inquisitive mind as well. Whenever I'm on the case, I'm always wondering about every aspect of what's going on, what's happened, what it could be. Just like when I ask, before I go, sir, just one more question. What time is the Von Wiehan Show on Thursday night, you say? Between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Okay, I'll be there. I have some more questions then. I'll call in. Okay, thanks a lot. Enjoy the Von Wiehan Show.
I can't win the nomination, the president, due to the Von Wiehan Show. He keeps blocking my message, my communist message, for the American people. And that damn Wolf Studios, oy vey, those two are preventing me from setting up the Stalin re-education camps across the land. And I thought this land, my land, not your land or their land, from sea to shining sea. I tell ya!
That's right, folks. Now, the new polling numbers, which show that a vast portion of the U.S. population is refusing to comply with the medical controls placed upon you. The bottom line is this, that the COVID is a non-threat to 99.7% of the public, and the citizenry is getting very wise to this fact. Now, we've talked about COVID before numerous times that I've brought up. We've had many callers about it as well. But the Biden administration and its globalist handlers have big plans for the next few years, and all of it relies on pandemic fears and totalitarian restrictions. They're calling it the Great Reset. And in their view, for the Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, call it, it's never going to happen unless global populations are completely locked down and placed under control. This is what they want. So there are already unconstitutional pieces of legislation that are making their way through Congress to undermine or destroy the Second Amendment, like H.R. 127, which will make it impossible to enact if Americans are organized and unified to resist. What have I told you before? We are the true resistance against the tyranny. Carbon taxation and shared economy policies will never be allowed to touch ground. Conservative Americans and many moderates will stamp out such measures like cockroaches within their own states. Law enforcement agencies in most areas would have no interest being used as cannon fodder to enforce them. Think about that. The only option the globalists have at this stage of the game is to barrel forward with the pandemic narrative and create fear porn throughout the nation, despite the fact that COVID has turned out to be a hollow issue. But it's a real virus, but it's got a death rate of 0.26% outside of nursing home patients. I repeat, 0.26%. At least half the country is ready to revolt over the mandates, and almost half the country is refusing to take the vaccines or accept medical passports. That is millions of people that are laughing in the face of the globalist reset agenda. So, the question for the thwarted globalists, you could say this: how do they turn their conservative enemies into unwitting allies? I warned you about this. I warned you that they would try to co-opt you to do their bidding, to destroy yourselves. What is a fourth generation warfare solution to their problem? How do the elite, the globalists, they're the true scum, the true deplorables, how do they get a larger number of right-wing people or libertarians or conservatives to support their own enslavement agenda through the lockdown mandates? Well, it's been said before that one method would be to cause a convincing distraction, quote unquote, that compels the right wing or the Trump base to embrace the notion of any future lockdowns as an acceptable sacrifice in exchange for dealing with a potentially more dangerous problem. Their words, not mine. I've warned you before to be prepared, because the globalists are not letting up on what they want for this country and nation. We are the last obstacle for their global matrix and their new world order. I mentioned that to you many times before. The crisis of mass illegal immigration is turning into a growing national debate right now. I suspect we haven't even begun to see the consequences of this yet. I also suspect that there is a plot hidden within all of these interconnected events. Many of you have heard of the Cloward-Piven strategy, and I won't delve into that too much here, except to say that it is a problem. And here's the deal. We have borders in the first place to protect our society from intrusion and co-option by another society or group of people with incompatible values and or culture to ours. That's the purpose of a border. Despite what leftists and some false libertarians might claim, without borders, freedom does die. Draconian action always follows. And this is what they want. So it's not surprising that whenever a giant caravan of illegals starts marching towards our southern border, conservatives rally in opposition. We might even put more energy into this issue than we do for our own fabled gun rights. And so here's the deal. I'll translate it for you, and I have connected the Biden dots. What Biden is saying is this: screw you, America. Half of you aren't taking the COVID vaccine, so I will punish you. I will use the border as a protection racket. So I will let in millions of people to punish you. It's designed to punish you. It's designed for you to have tons of traffic in your neighborhood. Petty theft will rise. Crime will rise. He's going to pour 42 to 100 million people in this country, or at least a good chunk, let's put it this way, is going to get in under Biden-Harris. It's to punish you. It's not to make America better. He knows damn well that most of those people are going to filter, many will go to blue states, but also a lot of them are going to go into what's called Trump territory, red states, Texas, Arizona, which is really purple right now, but a lot of them will flow throughout the nation. It's designed to punish you. You're not going with the program. You're not sipping the Kool-Aid. You're not taking the drugs. You're not taking the vaccine. So therefore, because you're not doing that, there's no protection for you in the suburbs, no protection for you in your neighborhood. The protection racket has not been paid by your willing compliance to the government edict, and therefore, you will be punished. So, when you hear reports of a possible surge in COVID due to mass illegal migrations into America, it will explain a lot of what is going on underneath the surface. Think of it this way. The establishment in Biden needs some kind of a rationale for a new COVID lockdown. And so they want to use the entire country to get going in that direction. And now that they're talking of COVID mutations and variants and all kinds of new narratives are springing forth. This is what they want. They want America in lockdown. They know that they'll never get their great reset. They will never get their new world order, their matrix, unless they lock down America. We are the last obstacle. I told you time and time again. So just know it, what it is. Resist this tyranny. Pray. Be with your family, your friends, your strong associations. There's a lot going on around the world. North Korea launched missiles. We have Russian tanks on the move. More violence in Syria. Our border is porous at best. China wants a war with us and is ginning up Asia for a new war. We have a weak president. We have a lot to talk about tonight. So let's start the show. Hopefully our VIP guest will make it tonight. He was extremely busy earlier today, and we're looking forward to him or great callers for the show. We'll start it right now. You are listening to the infamous Von Wehunt Show. I just got a text message from our colonel. We have to postpone his VIP interview till next Thursday. He could not make it tonight. Probably busy in the Pentagon, so we will get him next Thursday for Colonel Giamona. Those things happen in the radio biz. These are very fluid programs. To coordinate a radio show and to get people to call in, and the VIP guests are very interesting, very powerful people with extremely busy schedules. And we'll get him next week. He has just committed to that time. He did apologize, so we'll get him on for next week. No problem there. Well, moving back to the border, so that leaves more time for you guys to call in tonight, which is good. But before that, the counties on the southern border all over America can take over the job of securing the region and refuse to allow illegal migrants to pass if need be. If the Border Patrol is understaffed or is being hobbled by the federal government, and the locals can take control and do the job that Biden Harris refused to do. Furthermore, if the problem persists and the federal government, let's say, seeks to interfere in local efforts to secure the border, then it may be time to create new borders. It may be time to do that anyway. Conservatives and moderates have almost nothing today in common with the militant political Democrat left anymore. Conservatives or cuckservatives, as they're called on social media, I'll just say the Trump base, they want freedom of speech, the right to self-defense, the right of free assembly, the right, let's say, for, you know, honest and accurate information from their government, God forbid, self-reliance, economic freedom, liberty. We want secure borders and smaller government, if it's even attainable. Leftists support, conversely, mass censorship. Leftist Democrats support the cancel culture. Democrats support disarmament of you and your Second Amendment. Leftists love government draconian control. They love to tell businesses to shut down. They're anti-capitalist anyway. Falls right in their narrative. Leftists support lockdown mandates. Leftists love open borders. Democrats love the big government nanny state. You know what a nanny is? Always telling you what to do, where to go, and how to do it when you get there. Centralization and tyranny. Perhaps it is time we do separate and build the society that we want and well away from each other. Yes, you heard me right. I said for many years it may be time for us to balkanize, set up our own country, and move on. And leave these Democrats in our rearview mirror. They can eat our dust. So I say this, America, if that were to happen, let's see which system thrives and which one collapses under its own dead weight. Let's see which system people want to join and be with and which system people want to escape from. My point is, in no time should the right wing feel compelled to accept COVID lockdowns. These things are being planned, folks, from my sources, or other, let's say, communist, totalitarian measures just to get border protections from the federal government in return. I repeat, they're trying to use the border as a protection racket against you, mafioso style. Now, COVID is one of many flus. It's number 19, in fact, COVID-19, right? But the pandemic and all the fear porn associated with it is a failed part of the reset agenda, nothing more. The political elites and the globalists, they view America as a big, fat ribeye steak to be carved up, to be conquered. They want the blood from the steak to fill our streets. They want you to kill your fellow man. They want you in the streets to fight each other, to do their dirty work for them. That's really what they want. And the rest of you that take the shot, they want you to have a delayed effect. And they'll have, of course, plausible deniability. The CIA term for, they'll just shrug and say, well, I don't know why he died. Must have been stress at work. Let's move on. And also, the elites are trying to pick up the pieces, and they're right now, in my view, trying to turn garbage and their crazy narrative into gold. So, as long as liberty-minded people refuse to comply, their plans will crumble. You don't understand how much power you have all over the world. They don't want you to know how much power, personal power, Tony Robbins style, that you have. They want you compliant, keyword, with their draconian government edicts and measures. If the border needs to be secured and the federal government refuses to do their job, then we should take control and make the border safe ourselves. I am linking the protection racket of the border with Biden's narrative and the COVID lockdown. To me, they go hand in hand. This is why I can point to many examples why when VP Harris was asked about the border, she laughed. She laughed this past week in the face of all the cameras. They don't take the border seriously. They don't care about the border. I told you this many, many times before. They don't care about it. And they laugh in your face. And yes, my friends, Thailand is listening in. Somebody texted me. We have about Finland and Thailand are our newest countries that we're into. And that's great. And we're probably overseas in 15 countries now. It's amazing. So let's go to a call. We have Paul the Gladiator chomping at the bit to contact the show. And let's get the Gladiator on for some conjecture and good talk tonight. Gladiator, are you there?
I am here. What's going on?
Hey, man. Good to hear your voice. Let's, you wanted to say a few things tonight. Yeah, man, our VIP guest, this happens. They were going to fill up 30 to 45 minutes, last minute change of plans. You know, don't forget, folks, he's an Army colonel. Things happen, right? So
yeah,
we don't know what desk he's working tonight, but, Godspeed to him. We'll have him on next week. What are your thoughts tonight, amigo? What's going on, man? What's happening?
I'm up to my elbows in my tax return as I'm listening and talking to you. I want to remind everybody, I don't know if they understand, if they do their own taxes, that the earned income tax credit has been tripled this year, so don't miss the earned income tax credit on your income tax. That's due to COVID-19. So check that out because you'll get more money back. And if you didn't get your $600 stimulus check in December, January, you can also put that on your tax return and get that added to the money you get back. Or it will reduce the amount you owe depending upon your situation. So don't forget about that $600.
Nice.
And then the $1,200 we should all get. Either deposited or checks. You know me, I don't trust the U.S. government, so I wait for them to send me a check. But Biden, what an idiot, right? you know, we have 16,000 immigrants, 17 years and younger, in the government's hands right now. And what he actually said today was so ridiculous, right? He was asked by a reporter, you know, number one, is this a crisis? He says, no, it's no crisis, but it's the highest number in the history of the United States, planet Earth. And he said, well, if we have children at the border, we don't want them to starve. So what, like, this doesn't make sense to me. Why doesn't a reporter say, well, if they're on the other side of the border and they're trying to get in and you don't want them to starve, why don't you call the president of Mexico and ask him to feed the children? They speak Spanish. They're all from Honduras and El Salvador. Speak Spanish to them and give them food in Mexico. You know?
Sure.
Like,
Why not?
Now, we have to, according to Biden and Harris, we have to take them in. We have to put them in a building where they're toppled on top of each other. And then we let them out without a court date.
Right.
So their new policy is they're going to let half of the immigrants, whether they're of age or underage, doesn't matter. They're just going to let them go because there's too many of them that we can't give them all court dates. So we're just going to let these illegals just freely go around the country now.
Right.
Little monkeys just running around.
I know,
and
man. Literally.
Yeah, we don't expect these teenagers, these male teenagers, to rob or steal for their food, rob, steal, or rape girls because they're in their teens, 14, 15, 16, 17. They're running around, right?
Right.
They're not going to attack little girls.
Right.
They're not going to steal for food. They're not going to break in to have a roof over their head. They're going to be law-abiding, teenage, only Spanish-speaking kids running around our country. What? Really?
Supposedly, man. That's what they say. What the fake news tells us. Crazy, huh?
No, this is right out of Biden and Harris's mouths. This isn't even the news. The news.
What the president
people,
says
you know,
as well.
The one thing that I did see was the reporters attacked Biden in his first news conference today, right? Since taking office. These liberal newscasters, because they were not allowed to enter into those buildings at the border, they got pissed. And they were like, what do you mean it's not a crisis? What do you mean they're fine? What do you mean they don't have family here? Like, what do you mean? Like, all these kids don't have family members here. They don't have grandparents and parents here. They were just unleashed because you said, come on in. You said it, Biden. And then he says, well, I'm not a nice guy. I'm just not going to let everybody in. They go, no, that's what you said. You said it.
That's right.
And then he blames Donald Trump. And he's blaming Donald Trump. He goes, well, the only person who wouldn't let him in was Donald Trump. That's right. He kept them in Mexico where they belonged.
That's right.
Like, we're in such a screwed up time. And then he announced that he definitely is going to run for president at 82 years of age, 3 years
I heard that.
Ago.
Yeah, I heard that. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Man, the job that he's doing, I don't see how the Democrats can be happy with it, right?
Right.
Can they? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so, right.
If it is Biden against Trump 4 years from now or 3 years from now, I think Trump landslides him, and you know everybody's going to be like, he's pissed off at all the states with the Republican House and Senate because they're changing election laws. He mentioned that today. He's pissed off at the Republican Senate and Houses in Michigan, Arizona, Ohio, Wisconsin, Georgia, they are fixing the election laws so that the next presidential election and the midterms in 2022 don't get screwed up. And he's pissed off about it. He's going, well, the Republicans are ruining all the election laws. That's what he said at the press conference today. And I'm like, no, they're fixing it so a guy like you can't win again, you dummy. You know? But I think,
right.
Trump landslides him in 2024 because the guys, he's not reachable. He is ineffective. He said, well, I don't have a red line for North Korea. I'll try to use diplomacy. And North Korea is just firing off rockets every day now. They don't even give a shit, right?
That's right.
They're going to look back at what Donald Trump did with North Korea, right? With Kim. He went and visited with him. He went and had a visit. He talked with him. Kim did not fire missiles. Biden gets in, and Kim is like, fuck it, fire the missiles. He's no Trump. He won't talk to
right.
me. You know? So, mm-hmm. you know, they poo-pooed Trump's approach, yet Kim Jong-un did nothing. We crushed ISIS in Syria. Middle East is signing peace treaties left and right during Trump's time. Israel, Saudi Arabia, they're all signing treaties while he's in office. Yet during Biden's time, Kim is firing missiles. Saudi Arabia is giving everybody the finger.
Right.
Turkey says, ISIS, come on in. And all this is going to turn around and really affect 2022, 2024. I see Trump winning very easily. I just want Biden to keep doing what he's doing, which is basically not much.
Exactly.
You know, not much. He's hiding.
I agree, and man.
Every time, you know, all the listeners watch, every time Biden comes through a doorway towards a podium, he tries jogging one or two steps to make it seem like he's energetic and young. And yet he trips up the stairs and falls on his face at Air Force One airplane.
That's true. So, I've noticed that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, this
it's not working.
It's
not working, baby.
This guy's going to fall and end up in a wheelchair just like FDR. He's going to end up in a wheelchair like FDR. You know?
Totally.
It's pretty scary.
Paul, great comments, man. I'm going to get back to you later on in the show. Love it.
All right,
that's Paul the Gladiator, folks. Thanks, Paul, from his North Valley compound here in the Phoenix area. And by the way, we had a little protest in Chandler with BLM and Antifa last week, a little lame riot, or so to speak. Wasn't much of anything. I saw the YouTube videos. It's part of my research. As your illustrious and valiant host, I will do the due diligence and look at all the videos as they come before me. They were marching in the Chandler neighborhood, saying, out of your house and into the streets. Well, I've warned these people before that if you really want us to come out of our houses and into the streets, we're not going to join you. When that time comes, when we really come out in the streets, you will know it, and you will feel it, and you will regret ever saying that. Trust me. And with that, we got some more callers here. Let's go to, I believe, the Gunslinger in Dallas, Texas. You're live on the air.
Yeah.
Is this the Gunslinger?
Yeah, it was the Gunslinger, Texas Gunslinger, you betcha.
Love it. Love it, man. Long time no hear. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, besides allergy about to whoop my butt there, you know, spring has sprung, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, in Dallas, I used to live there, man. When it's spring there, a lot of people get sick, a lot of allergies, and there's all kinds of pollens in the air, folks. I know how you feel. Yeah, luckily I didn't get that stuff, but a lot of people did, and I just knock on wood there. But how are you feeling tonight?
Well, it's pretty pissed off because of everything that's going on. I mean, this is, especially with that shooting in Colorado, I mean, this is terrible. You know, 10 people,
terrible.
And the cop that was killed, he had 7 children, I found out. Oh, my God. Man, that's terrible, man.
Yeah, and I didn't lead off with that story because it's been saturated in the news, and so I knew you all had already heard about it. But, yeah, that poor officer and his family and all the other victims, very, very tragic. Absolutely.
Well, since I carry a gun, I mean, it because of that, probably was a gun-free zone, okay? And I believe, if
right.
I read correctly, that grocery store – a year and a half ago said people that open carry or concealed carry are not welcome in their store. Karma's a bitch, isn't it? Look what
happened
now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And if there would have been one person in that store that was armed, 10 people would not be dead right now. I promise you, they would not be dead. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But I'd like to read a little bitty paragraph here. It's called "Why I Carry a Gun." Want to hear it?
Yes, read it. Yes, I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay, this is why I carry a gun. My old grandpa said to me, son, there comes a time in every man's life when he stops busting knuckles and starts busting caps, usually when he becomes too old to take a whooping. I don't carry a gun to kill people. I carry a gun to keep from being killed. I don't carry a gun because I'm evil. I carry a gun because I've lived long enough to see the evil in the world. I don't carry a gun because I hate the government. I carry a gun because I understand the limitations of government. I don't carry a gun because I'm angry. I carry a gun so that I don't have to spend the rest of my life hating myself for failing to be prepared. I don't carry a gun because I want to shoot someone. I carry a gun because I want to die at a ripe old age in my bed and not on the sidewalk somewhere tomorrow afternoon. I don't carry a gun to make me feel like a man. I carry a gun because men know how to take care of themselves and the ones they love. I don't carry a gun because I feel inadequate. I carry a gun because unarmed and facing three armed thugs, I am inadequate. I carry a gun because I love it. I carry a gun because I love life and the people who make it meaningful to me. Police protection is an oxymoron. Free citizens must protect themselves because police do not protect you from crime. They just investigate the crime after it happens and then call someone to clean up the mess. Personally, I carry a gun because I'm too young to die and too old to take a whooping. If that's not no more truer words, I don't know whatever's been spoken. What do you think?
God, I love that. Well, as you know, I always start the show with my assault rifle by my studio chair and my .45 caliber handgun. A shot of bourbon whiskey, and I'm ready with my cigar at every show, my lighter. So I love guns. I grew up with guns. And this country was founded on the gun from a military family, and we had guns all over my house when I was a kid. You know, my dad had his M16. He had a German Luger. He had a shotgun. We were an armed fortress growing up, and that's how I've always done it. And I think Americans, it's not that we want – look, guns, people – gunslinger, as you well know, we're the most law-abiding, patriotic, nationalistic people you'll ever meet. We're the salt of the earth, as they say. We are the we are the backbone of the nation. We are the amendment, right, in case of a crisis. I don't know anybody with a gun that wants to kill somebody. You said two things that really ring true with me. The left always says that you must feel, and they love that word feel, right? Well, you must feel inadequate because you need a gun to protect you. And I like what you said. It's not that I feel inadequate. I know I'm going to be inadequate if I run across 3-4 thugs who have guns and I don't. That's when it's a crisis, right?
Yeah,
that's the key thing. They don't or not. Or clubs, or baseball bats, anything. In fact,
you know,
knife violence in this country is going through the roof. Go ahead.
You know that your fist is considered a weapon, too. You kill somebody with your fist.
Yes, it is.
If you know what you're doing. You said you were in the military, so obviously hand-to-hand combat. I never was in the military. But I know that people that have been and that knows karate and all that, you know, all that judo stuff, you can snap somebody's neck, boom. Just as fast as you can snap your fingers, okay? So, yeah, you know, and then with the shooting, what did they do the first thing right out of the bat? Blame the gun.
That's right.
Okay, you know, I've got my
gun,
357.
Gun control.
Gun control.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I got my 357.
They want that gun control. They look for any reason to push that narrative. And like you said, it's not the gun that kills people. It's the person behind the gun, folks.
It's the person behind it. Just like I said, you know, I've got my .357 Magnum strapped on right now. My gun has never jumped out of the holster and killed somebody. My gun has never sat there and say, take me out. I want to go kill somebody. No, it never has. You know why? Because it's an inanimate object. It's a piece of metal.
That's right.
If I throw this gun out there in the ground, it will rust and turn into dust eventually. It's not the gun. It's the human hand, the wackos that out there that does what this idiot did up there, okay, shooting innocent people. Don't blame the gun. Blame the person that's freaked out for, you know, I could use a worse term, but you know what I'm talking about. The nutcase.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the guy's in a nutcase. And, like, again, gun owners in America are not the problem. I always tell folks that, look, if you have gun control, it's only going to take more guns out of law-abiding Americans. Criminals don't follow the laws, people. Criminals are going to always be able to get guns. That's what the Democrats want. The Democrats want the criminal class to be armed and dangerous and you defenseless. Therefore, their rank and file, their voters, if you will, can do whatever they want and commit all the crimes they want. And they can, it's also a way to attack you. That's going to be their proxy army inside America is the criminal class to attack you. And that's what they want. They want you to be in fear. They want you to live in fear in the suburbs. They want you to be fearful. They want going to the store, going to get gas. They like that because they know a lot of it, let's be blunt, is going to be, you know, violence against those evil white suburban people, those evil white Trump voters. I'll spell it out for you, America. And they like that because they have an anti-white agenda, anti-Trump agenda. Well, you know, you can slice it or dice it. I'll boil it down for you. I've told you before on many shows, look at any poster of diversity. Just look at anyone in any corporate office. They're all over the place. Do you ever see a white person in any poster or placard or TV show? No, because you're not. They don't view the whole thing of diversity doesn't include you. Only for the minorities, only for the immigrants. And this ties in, gunslinger, with 42 million Americans, I'm sorry, 42 million migrants coming into America that are going to be, look, they're going to be thirsty, hungry, jobless. What do you think they're going to do when they get out of these, you know, camps or processing systems? Most of them won't even hit those. They're going right to L.A., right to, you know, right to Dallas. And many of them will commit petty theft and crime to survive. They're going to have to. We all know it. That's why I tell folks, get armed, be prepared for the onslaught, this tsunami of people that we cannot absorb. It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've already seen the evidence of where it's coming because last weekend, Friday, I went down to a local Walmart here, well, in Waxahachie, Texas, okay? That's just south of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking around for some Coleman fuel, right? Well, there was only 4 gallons left. I got one of them. And I moseyed on over to the where the guns and the ammunition is stored. And this is a long glass shelf where the rifles are and the shotguns. Probably
right.
About 15 feet long, and then there's another 12 feet of shelves, at least 4 or 5 from the floor up. There was only 2 rifles left, and the ammo was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. That's not just one. The following Monday, the next Monday after the weekend, I went to my local Walmart, which is about, if I could spit long enough, I could hit it just right over the tree line here, okay? I went and checked out their selection of guns and ammunition. Guess what? Bear gone. 2
yep.
Walmarts within, 48 hours of me visiting those 2 stores. And there's at least, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 7 to 8 Walmarts within a 10-mile radius of where I'm sitting right now. I guarantee you, if those 2 were gone, the rest of them are too. That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
For Walmart?
I know. Well, I bought ammo on Saturday, And I've been, I tell folks, I call it stealth accumulation. I was buying ammo and guns and things of that nature and gear when nobody was talking about it, when it wasn't cool, hip, and trendy. You know, a lot of people have come on board the last year or two going, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I go, man, I was thinking about this stuff back in 2000, back in 1995. I've got 20 years ahead of you just in preparation, just in mentality. So they, a lot of these new folks have a lot of catching up to you, right? But you're right. I went to the gun store near me, Sportsman's here in North Phoenix, and they had a run on ammo. A big box of .223 Remington AR-15 ammo came in, and they limit you to two boxes of ammo per customer. So what do? You buy two, you go out to the car, you come back in, you buy two more. You do that a few times to beat the system, but they doubled the price of the ammo too. So it's getting pricier and pricier. I bought cheap ammo years ago, and I rotate it, but still, a lot of these people, I mean, that box was gone. But by the time I came back for the third rail to get two more boxes, I got the last two, and it was gone, like piranhas.
Wow.
I mean, wow. I'm telling you, and those are like four or five big boxes. And when they put them out, I went, oh, my God, it's going to be a feeding frenzy. People know what's coming. The American people don't need to hear it from CNN, the Communist News Network, or anybody else. They just need to know that, look, these things are coming, and we know that the police are famous in Seattle and Portland and other cities of standing down. They know the military aren't going to do anything, probably. They know that nefarious forces are railed against them. We're the last stand. If America goes, the world goes. And the elites know that. And I think they engineer a lot of these humanitarian crises like the border because they want to flood America with 40, 50 million. Sure, it's a frickin' army. It's a proxy army of young, teenage, ripped guys. They are lean and mean and angry, and they've been told and promised, you can come to America and you can take those jobs and get that money, and if they're prevented, they're going to go nuts. And that's what they want. This is a witch's brew that they're brewing. It's like a pressure cooker, right? And I see what's going on, and I go, I'm only buying more. God forbid if I ever have to use it, but I have it in case I do, the way I look at it.
Well, it's better to be prepared than to have all this and then all of a sudden need it and not have it.
That's right.
I always thought about that
situation. Me too.
You know, it's like, you know, it's just with these shootings and everything, you've seen from the background who they are. They're either on some type of prescription drugs, okay? They are either been in or out of mental institutions and they slipped through the system, okay? The one in Colorado, a radical Muslim. That'll tell you something right there, okay?
Right, right.
Hated Trump, you know, the whole nine yards. This is ridiculous that we have. Why do we have the insane asylums not anymore? They've buttoned them up. They closed them off and let all the nutcases loose, obviously. Okay?
Right.
Because these people should have never have been able to get a gun. Okay? And I know that it's the Second Amendment and everybody has a right to keep and bear arms. I fully understand that. But when you're a nutcase like this person was, and the one in that theater in Colorado, what was it, a couple years ago or whatever, okay?
Aurora,
Aurora, yeah, exactly, yeah. You don't need this type of people do not need a gun, I'm sorry, okay, because they are not mentally stable enough to handle one of them, okay? You see, obviously, you see what happens, okay? And here's a couple of more little facts there. That, you know, the Democrats, they created gun-free zones. That's out of the mind of a Democrat, okay?
That's right.
Gun-free zones. they
good luck with that.
In their fantasy world, yeah, in their fantasy world that they live in, and they live in a fantasy world, no doubt about it, They think if you take all the guns away or don't allow an area to have guns, then nobody's going to get shot. Well, gee whiz, you know, that's like shooting ducks in a freaking pond. That's what
you're inviting criminals to your gun-free zone. What a target of opportunity if you're a criminal.
Look here. Do I want to go and risk, if I'm a criminal, do I want to go risk and rob and pillage and shoot people that those people may have a gun, or do I want to come over here where there's no guns allowed? Ooh, target practice right there. Okay, so there you have it right there. I mean, it's the most ludicrous, insane thing I have ever seen. And I'm 57 years old, and I grew up around guns. I've had them all my entire life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If those, even in that theater where that orange-headed freak, whatever you want to call the thing, if one or two persons in that crowded theater would have had a gun, okay, remember, it was a gun-free zone, okay, I don't care if he is wearing body armor, okay? Just like with my .357, depending on what kind of powder I have in the shells, that bullet will come out of that barrel at either, you know, 1,300 to 1,700 feet per second, okay?
That's right.
That little bitty slug, okay, is traveling 1,300 to 1,700 feet per second. One slug hits you. I don't care if you are wearing body armor. It is going to literally knock you about 8 feet back, and it's going to knock the breath out of you. Guaranteed.
That's right.
Okay. That guaranteed.
That's right.
All right. Now, in that time, some burly-ass guys that may not even be armed could jump on that dude, okay, and hold him down until the cops got there. Nobody would have had to die.
That's right.
Same thing.
That's
same
right.
Thing with the shooting that just happened. Same thing with the shooting that just one or two people in that store would have been armed. And this guy wasn't even wearing body armor or a bulletproof vest from what I heard. Being as soon as that guy came in there and brandished a gun in a dangerous situation, like pointing it at people, okay, one or two could have pulled their weapon and taken care of the target. Would 10 people would have died? Nope. Nope.
I agree.
The shooter. But
I agree.
And you see that these idiots, yeah, it's crazy.
The Democrats do not know reality. They live in a fantasy, delusional world. Hey, I like that world. I kind of get it. We'll all sing Kumbaya hanging around the campfire. But you know what? Life isn't like that, and they are delusional idiots. And then they love fantasy land, and they're trying to make fantasy land a reality. It's never going to work. But going back to that one premise, Gunslinger, and I'll say it again for the folks that are just chimed on here. No one buys guns because they feel insecure or inadequate, which is the famous leftist line. They buy guns because they know if they're in a fight, if they're unarmed, that they're going to be inadequate if they run across 3, 4, or 5 thugs with knives, shanks, baseball bats, or fists, or even guns. So most people are very confident when they purchase a gun. They know why they're buying it. They know it's for self-protection, home defense. And by the way, the gun owners of America are the last line of defense in case of any foreign invasion. The Founding Fathers also meant that as well. They were sort of a hidden gem in that second, the part of the Constitution there, Second Amendment. We are the last obstacle. We are the brick wall, the patriots of America. Gunslinger, thank you so much. Call back anytime, sir.
We'll
love you, man.
All right. Lock and load.
You know it.
Lock and load.
Lock and load. You heard it, folks, from the Dallas Gunslinger. They're in Waxahachie. You know that town south of Dallas. Great, great guy. We will talk a lot more. We have a lot of callers here. We'll get you all on, I promise. More about my immigration rant. And next, and we Joe Biden's border crisis has clearly shown, as I told you before, that he does not value American citizenship at all. As I told you before, right now, one-third of all citizens of El Salvador now live in America. K for effect. The problem is that Biden calls the border crisis a humanitarian crisis. Everyone knows that the refugees will not be deported under Biden, and the migrants know it. No one believes that the border crisis and the millions of migrants will improve our country in any foreseeable way. We don't need 40, 50 million people from Central America, from third world countries pouring over our border. Our country will not survive. The minute the so-called migrants come over, if you notice, they always say that they're oppressed, and they're persecuted, and they have to leave their socialistic countries. They won't do anything in those countries to take them over or have a revolution like we did. And they always say, you must accept me and my La Familia. I want to come over. Now, I'm sure many of these people are well-intentioned, but, and I'm sure they are, they're poor. I get it. You know, life is tough in the third world. It's not supposed to be nice. But my point is, a lot of them say that they are poor and oppressed and persecuted, et cetera, using the adjective you want. But a lot of them also are very arrogant. And magically, when they come over the border, they find that machismo real fast, don't they? And they flip you off in front of your face and are very arrogant to tell you and your family that you now must leave your own country. The country that your forefathers fought for. The country that you won in battle. So they find that machismo real fast, don't they? They're always so oppressed and persecuted. They need asylum, they say. They need you to take them in. And official Washington wants to punish the American people, in my view, with millions and millions of undocumented migrants from the third world. Our leaders have no shame, and they are convinced that you are stupid. They are hoping that you will not pay any attention to the border at all. Yet on my show, we bring it up almost on every show. Again, the holding areas for migrants is over 729% over capacity. The leaders in D.C. want to make life better in the third world, and they do not care one iota about you and your neighborhood inside America. I'm sorry, we were here first. We're here first. We're here. It's our country, not the world. America is not on the chopping block. I shall return after a few messages. We thank you for listening. We're looking for a few good sponsors for the Von Wien Show. Could this be you?
Have you ever wanted your company, product, or idea on the radio airwaves? Well, now is your chance. Be a proud sponsor of the Von Wien Radio Show program, which airs weekly on blogtalkradio.com and then is uploaded to many internet websites such as Dark Sky Radio, Twitter, Spotify Podcast, and then all over America and the entire world. Get your product, service, and business idea out there now. We have very good cost-effective rates, and Von can get you on the air and in front of literally tens of thousands of radio listeners each week all over the nation for pennies on your advertising dollar. And the return on your investment is huge. It's a hell of a great deal, and Von will work with you to make your business or idea a big success. Von Wiehunt is a man of action and of his word. Please contact him at the station on Twitter via the Von Wiehunt Show, or you can email him your advertising product or inquiry at vonwiehuntshow@gmail.com. That's vonwiehuntshow@gmail.com. Don't delay and do it today. Remember, folks, it's always on with Vaughn. This ad brought to you by Wolf Studio Productions.
Yes, and I'm also the author of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy.
Welcome to the world of the modern-day bachelor with Vaughn's legendary book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy and the Retro and Modern-Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the New Millennium and Beyond. This awesome book is an international underground cult classic and bestseller. This book is really cool, and you'll love it. It is really a mind-blowing journey into bachelorhipdom. Everything you can imagine about the bachelor lifestyle of retro yesteryear and today, you can find in this ultimate bachelor manifesto, from the history of the bachelor to how to throw a great Playboy Mansion-style bachelor party, career, finance, movies, politics, humor, travel, expat lifestyle, the MGTOW movement, sexy chicks, of course, and a lot of other very cool and interesting micro chapters are all contained in this easy-to-read must-have book. I'm proud to offer it to you here in all of its grand glory, so read on as Caesar commands it. You can find this awesome book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and other fine online venues and fine brick-and-mortar stores. Onwards to the Empire. And may God save the Bachelor King.
The macho cologne scent for the average guy listener, I would say, is Numero Uno cologne.
Numero Uno. Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching. Discovering Numero Uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero Uno Gold. Numero Uno Green. Numero Uno Red. Numero Uno Silver. Four Numero Uno colognes, all different, all wild. Find yours with a searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero Uno!
God, I love that commercial. Real retro, 1960s style. Let's go back to the call board. We have a full call log. I promise to get you all in before the show's in. Let's try some new callers here tonight. You're live on the Von Wiehunt Show. What's your name?
Numero Uno. Oy. This is Suzette from Southern California.
Hey, Suzette. How you doing? Numero Uno, baby. That's right.
All right.
You love that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Numero Uno cologne. A jigger of each scent for every man in your life, baby. Buy
here
some today.
Ooh, la, la.
What are your thoughts tonight? Now, what part of California are you calling from now?
I'm calling from Southern California. And
but where?
I want to know. Oh, San Bernardino, Ontario.
Where?
Ontario,
oh, I know it well. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I would.
Well, they have the fireworks explosion.
Yes, that's us.
The neighborhood exploded a few weeks ago.
Two people did, yes. It was just a few blocks away from my house, as a matter of fact. And my windows
now,
just
you
floor.
Right. Now, you have called the show before. Are you also the lady hitchhiker from L.A.?
No.
Okay. Because your voice sounds just like her. That's why I asked.
Oh, I see. No, too old to hitchhike these days. Yeah, 55, you know. Doesn't quite pull them over these days.
Gotcha.
So anyway, sir, I have a question.
Yeah.
Where are the kids going? All these kids, where are they putting them since after they process them and they release them into the country? I mean, And then after they process them, sure, some will have their family. But how many did you say were over here now?
Well, 42 million went to come over in the latest Central American poll. We know the border is porous, and we know millions will pour in under Biden-Harris. That's a fact.
And all the border states now are just overfilled, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed. The holding capacities, as reported by the government, their own numbers, that they're 729% over capacity. That's amazing.
Oh my.
That's off the charts. Crisis mode.
It is. You know, we don't have enough people who want to adopt children that are over a certain age. Everybody wants babies. And so that's why there are a lot of kids still in the system. And then you have the foster care that's overworked as well. And so what are they going to do with all these other kids that don't have parents here or family here? I don't understand what they're going to do with them. They haven't said. It's amazing. And it's a lot of them. It's not like 100 or 50 or something like that.
I totally agree with you, Suzette. It's going to be a humanitarian disaster. See, what Biden and Harris are really doing is, in my view, they are using the border as a political weapon to attack and to harm the nation, saying if you don't go along with our Democrat plan and our agenda, we're going to leave that border wide open. And you ask what they're going to do. Well, I'll tell you, I know a lot of people that live south of our border. I've met expats before. I know a lot of people in foreign countries. And this is what they tell me, and I believe them, and I've seen it firsthand. The young people down there, really at age 10, 11, 12, that machismo culture, a lot of these guys get into gangs down there in Central America at that young of an age. Okay, in America, conversely, a young guy age 10 or 12 or 13 might be playing video games, right, on a skateboard. Mm-hmm. But down there, not all, but a few of them, you know, and maybe have killed somebody or assaulted somebody by that age. And so a lot of them are criminals. A lot of them are good people, too. But my point is we don't know who is who and what is what. And down there, they will try to break into your home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's why I'm telling you, it's a national pastime down there. They call it Robo, the big ripoff. So that's why you see bars on all the windows of all the nice homes. Why are there bars on all the windows? Because they know these kids will try to scale in and get into their house and crawl in there and grab anything that isn't nailed down. So I've been to Mexico. I've been in rich areas, and they're called Ricos. And the Rico neighborhoods on the coast have bars and guards. And we will have the same thing in America. What the Democrats will do, they will convert America to a third world country where we will have very rich areas. They'll have armed guards with M16s or machine guns patrolling, keeping out the criminal class who wants to enter your home and kill and maim you. We're still from you.
And
you know,
so you have the rich
that's where we are headed. Yeah.
And everybody else. So the rich gated and then everybody else.
Yeah. That's where we're headed. And down there, they're called colonias. You know, they have all kinds of names for them. They're enclaves. But they're basically Rico-rich neighborhoods, and the rich people say, look, we don't want to be victims of crime. We know we have cartels. We have millions of youth that have no jobs, which is not good. That's not our problem, but it is our problem because we live here. So we're going to fund our own army, our own police force, if you will, our own SS, our own NKVD, whatever you want to call it, their own secret police. And the police look the other way. And they take care of any problems themselves. And so because they have money, they can buy influence and power. And that's how a lot of those countries operate. So, you know, they own the politicians. And if they have a problem in their enclave, they take care of the problem internally. So a lot of those people, you know, there's a lot of security down there because they need it. You need it. And that's why we need it over here, too.
Sure. And you have people that believe it, they buy into this, as you said, this utopia. I mean, they don't question as to where these kids are going and if we are taking care of them, who's paying for that. In fact, I had a discussion with a man yesterday, and I couldn't get it through his thick head because he says, well, I said, who is paying for this? He says, the government. I said, no, we are. Where does the government get their money? From us. That is not their money. It is our money that they're spending.
That's right.
Wherever they think it grows on trees. And he says, how do you figure? The government has money. And I said, no, the government has no money. They have no money. It's our money. I just, but we kept going around in circles, and I just couldn't get it through. So the kid, and I just was like, okay, well, thank you for taking my call.
I love you, Suzette. You're right. People are such idiots. The government gets all their money from we the people. And they don't produce anything of value. All they do is give us misery, right? All they do are pass more laws to restrict our freedom and our liberty. They give us nothing for value for our money. They cannot even protect a frickin' border. Seriously.
Exactly.
And we don't ask much from them. Right?
They don't exist without us. We created them. The state.
We created the problem. We created them. Exactly. The District of Columbia, or the District of Criminals, D.C., simply lives off the fat and largesse of the country. And they think that they work for the D.C. corporation, not the American people. And they get up there and they all turn because they are told, you know, you're now on the inside club. You're on the inside track, kid. You do what we say, you'll keep your seat for 20, 30 years. And screw the people in flyover country. Screw the people in Ontario and Phoenix and elsewhere in Dallas, Missouri, you know, wherever, Tennessee, Florida. They don't care.
No. And if they don't want to play the game, you're going to be swimming with the fishes. See? See?
That's right. They're going to say, you're out of here, kid. Well, what they'll say is, we're going to primary you. That means they're going to send, they will fund a candidate that they will have handpicked from central casting. They'll move them to your district. They'll give them $10 million, and they'll run against you, and they'll win. That's how they get rid of you, too.
Exactly.
Or you could have an accident. Right, you could have an accident, too. You could be out there golfing, some lone assassin, Sirhan shooter kills you on the ninth hole. You never know.
Exactly.
You're dealing with
like
a deep state.
Somebody on a beach that was mugged, but none of his stuff was taken. He still had it, all of his stuff on him, but he was supposedly mugged. It was a mugging.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the deep state, I believe, is very, very real. These people are very nefarious, and that's why we have to take matters into our own hands, because they're failing to do their job. Now, they hate that. They want you to be a willing, compliant, you know, government drone, serf, and peasant while your neighborhood's being invaded. That's what they want, because they know that distracts you from their other crimes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to deal with too many local issues, you don't really spend much time thinking about them in D.C. And in the meantime, they pass more and more laws against you, against your church, your family, your city, your state, your personal liberty and freedom of all things. Restrict, restrict, restrict. Draconian laws
they
are coming.
They fear us, and so they must disarm us. And that's coming down.
I'm sorry?
I said they fear us. So, therefore, they must disarm us by spending, or actually we are the ones that are spending in order to keep our firearms that are legally ours, under God. But they say $800 a gun, $800 per firearm you must have insured. You have to have a psychological test. Also, your if you have an ex-husband or an ex-wife, they have to have the psychological test as well. And, yes. This is their new law that they're trying to get passed right now, and I read it, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But anyway, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
No. You're right, Suzette. I totally agree with you. That's the plan, and call back to the show any time. Their whole plan is to make it very difficult, a bureaucratic red tape and a lot of paperwork to own your gun, to keep your gun. They're going to demand insurance and a lot of other things. All that's going to happen is the guns will go underground. And like in 1776, the British never knew what guns we had, what cannon we had, and the same thing will happen again. I mean, it's pretty pathetic when your own government, not all, but a lot of them have this attitude that, you know, that guns only belong to them. And that's why the Founding Fathers said, no, the last bastion of freedom, we're going to give it to the American people. We're going to arm all of them. If they want to be armed, you can be armed. And we are. There is strength in numbers. So we have to defeat them at every turn. And Suzette, I appreciate your call. Awesome comments.
Thank you. Take care. God bless.
Hey, you know it. Thank you. Have a great, great night. And that was Suzette, folks, from Ontario, California. We love California. I go out to Carlsbad a lot to vacation during the summer. By the way, I'm in the market for a new 9mm submachine gun, so I am shopping for one of those. I've got a few in mind. I really like the, well, I won't say yet, but I've got two or three that I'm kicking around. I have all this 9mm ammo, so I will put it to good use at the target range. We'll go to a new call here. Let's go to Lincoln in Flyover Country. Lincoln from the Missouri Fort in Compound. How are you doing?
How's it going, Lon?
Good. Good, man. What are your thoughts tonight?
I want to call in and tell you, man, I've listened to your show, and I got to tell you, like, you and Gunsler kind of got one thing wrong, man. Like, you said that after the whole Colorado shooting that the first thing they did was blame the guns. That was actually the second thing they did. That was a couple hours later. They spent the first couple hours blaming Whitey. White man.
They did.
And then the whole narrative changed, and once it was discovered that just because he looked white, he wasn't white, he's actually Arab, then they dropped the whole thing. Then they came after the guns then. That was a couple hours later. But the first thing they went after was Whitey, the white man, the evil white man. And then they couldn't use that
evil
anymore.
Evil white man in America, how dare you? That's right. They were trying to – the media thought that because the Arab guy had lighter skin, they thought they had the white man in their sights yet again. I agree, Lincoln. They went out there and they put that out there really fast. That was their narrative and agenda. They thought, oh, my God, we've got two white guys in 1 week who blew up a store or some businesses. Fantastic. We're going to run with this, boys. And then he was Syrian.
Yeah,
not European white.
White and
right.
Arab. Then they switched it to coming after the guns and blaming guns. But the guns were the second thing they blamed.
I agree. And the Democrats always talked about race. I kind of cringe when these conservatives say, we shouldn't talk about race. But I'm going, the Democrats constantly notice, observe, and talk about race. When the right wing talks about race, their thought is, how dare you? How dare you bring up race? It's like they want it both ways. They want to talk about it,
well,
but when the right wing talks about it, it's like this big taboo and this major crime against society in America. It's unbelievable. Go ahead.
Well, the conservatives play a back-and-forth game with that. They don't want to talk about race at all. They bitch all the time about the left playing identity politics. Oh, my God, the left plays identity politics. Oh, my God, identity politics is so terrible. And then they say Platinum Plan, First Step Act, all this crazy shit. Like, you know,
right.
Record low black unemployment. Like, well, you're playing the identity politic game too, bud.
That's right. Yeah, I noticed the same thing there in Colorado. In Colorado, my God, what's in the water in Colorado? You had Columbine, you had Aurora, and now you have Boulder. I mean, that there's.
It's a beautiful
state. I love that area. Great ski country. I love to ski up there. But my God, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like
it's a
they're
very
a magnet
drugged
for
state.
These jobs. I know, but they're a magnet for these nut jobs.
Well, when you take a person and stick them in, like, you can take a person with some kind of, you know, mental issues, and you stick them in a state like Colorado where they don't just get, like, you know, the pot you and I grew up with, the ditch weed and shit like that, but they get this crazy designer, super crazy strong weed, and they're smoking this shit, and they already have mental problems in the first place. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
It really is. It really is, man. It's crazy, you know? But, yeah, they will...
A couple
this,
other things that I saw.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it, man. Shoot.
Did you see the whole thing in Oakland they just passed? I guess they're doing that. I guess it just came about today. Like, the city of Oakland, the residents of the city of Oakland are going to start receiving a secondary, like another stimulus, but it's going to be a monthly. It's going to be like a UBI where they're going to start receiving $500 a month. The citizens of Oakland are going to receive $500 a month as long as this pandemic goes on, as like a second stimulus, you know, like supplemental type thing. Which is, I'm okay with that. I think that's a good, I'm okay with that. But guess what, Vaughn? Whites need not apply. White people don't count. They don't qualify for it.
That's right. And that's what I said in my opening show.
Minorities that qualify for it.
Right. I said, that was my opening monologue. Diversity, folks, to the Democrats. You got to get in their mind. I know it's a scary place to be, but you got to get in their mind. Diversity to them does not include whitey. I'll be blunt. It does not include anybody of white European descent. Diversity means we're going to overtake you. We're going to conquer you. And any benefits will not be given to you due to your – they're the true racists due to your skin color, due to your lineage, your heritage. But if you're brown, black, indifferent, other, you get all those benefits. That is how they play the game against you. And you're right. I read that too. And I was not surprised. Like, yeah. I go, this is exactly their narrative and what they say. And they know damn well that most white people won't protest. They're too busy paying the taxes to fund the benefits. Right?
So stuff
they're
like
too busy
that.
Working.
Stuff like that that goes on. This whole, like, blame whitey as soon as possible for the shooting. And then all the shit in Oakland that just happened, you know, in Oakland that happened. You know, did you hear about a guy named Justin Puto? He's an Italian guy in Illinois. I guess he just got arrested yesterday for he was in a store parking lot, and he saw a mixed race couple, and he yelled in his car, and he rolled down his window and yelled the words "white power," and currently in jail. He was picked up at his home later. They took a picture of his license plate, arrested him in his house later, and charged him with a hate crime and disorderly conduct, and he's sitting in jail with no bail. But the more shit you see with blaming whitey for everything, the more you see like these, you know, these UBI for everyone except whites and stuff like that. You're going to see like that guy that got arrested in Illinois for screaming white power, because some people are getting sick of that shit.
Well, I heard about that guy, and yeah, you know what, but you're absolutely right. People are tired of it, but I always say, guys, you got to be very careful out there because, look, they've ginned up the politics of this country where they want to muzzle you. They want to silence you. Be very careful what you do because they will – whatever you would do can and will be used against you in a court of law. So – knowing that, and that's how they, again, this is how the Democrats play the game against you. So, yeah, you got to be real, real careful because they will call it a hate crime. They will call it. Now, again, that's just, you know, look, we have freedom of speech in this country, yet they never told you that there would be freedom from any consequences of that speech. So you got to understand it's a two-edged sword, right? So it's one of those things where you just got to be careful, guys, you know, because things can happen to you if you pop off at the wrong time, you know?
It was a stupid thing to say. I mean, it was dumb, especially in the state of Illinois. It's a dumb thing to say anytime, really.
I get it, but like, yeah, it's a dumb thing to say. That's, you just nailed it. It is a dumb thing to say in public. Today, in this politically charged climate, you're just asking, look, I always ask myself, what good can come of it in a mixed area? Nothing good can come of it. There's no money in it. Nothing good can come of it. You're just going to give yourself problems. If you want to give yourself problems, then congratulations, you won the medal. You just did that, i.e. arrested, i.e. charges being brought against you. And there's so many Democrat prosecutors now and people on the left that are, they got into all these prosecutor offices and legislatures, and they're passing more and more laws about this stuff. So not less, more is coming. You know,
but that guy being in Illinois, I'm not sure how far away from Chicago is, but if the guy's anywhere remotely close to Chicago or goes to Chicago, I can't even begin to fathom how many times he's heard the word black power yelled to him or screamed at him and shit like that. But, you know, he says the exact same thing, and now he's in jail for hate crime.
But that's different. That's different. That's okay if he's yelled at. That's how the Democrats want it. They want you to be yelled at. They don't want you to yell back anything in return. And that's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And that's changed. Yeah. I always look at reality very brutally. It is what it is. And until things change, it's not going to change. So going forward.
I mean, the only point I was trying to make
earlier was. Yeah, I know this stuff. Yeah.
The other point I was trying to make earlier is that the more of this anti-white sentiment, which is running absolutely rampant in this country right now, the more you have that going on, the more of this guy in Illinois you're going to have, because some people just get eventually fed up and say, you know, and they just go full board. And, it's eventually it kind of eats people up. I mean, it was a dumb thing for the guy to do, but I guess I kind of. It's driving a lot of people there, I think.
I agree, Lincoln. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Very good points. Very good points. Thanks, Lincoln. Yeah, exactly, folks. We do live in a pressure cooker, and this is also what the elites want. They want you to be involved and be mixed in with this toxic stew, right? This pressure cooker. They want that. It's exactly what they want. And it also ties in with their alien agenda.
We come from way out past Alpha Centauri. And as we're here on planet Earth observing your ways, we're listening to the Von Weehan Show. It's on the Internet Radio Galaxy.
Hello. I'm trying to reach through to, the Von, big guy on the show. This is Carl. You know, I've been working as greenskeeper, assistant head greenskeeper, for a long time. But everything going on right now is kind of interesting, the world stuff. And I just wanted to call up, on the caller line, but I got transferred so that I'll leave a message or something like that, try it back. But I just wanted to tell you that, hey, I'm a big fan, I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener, and, lots going on. And people can, keep up with what's happening, obviously, by, listening to wise people in the world, and your show being one of them. And I just wanted to say, above all else, I'm a survivor, Through it all, I am a survivor. I did survive the toilet paper crisis of 2020. And I just want to make that clear to everybody because, I am a survivor. So, hey, man, this is Carl saying, dude, we'll catch you later sometime. I got to practice my golf swing over there, So, anyway, all right, man, we'll be listening.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail, and God bless America.
Damn right, God bless America. And with that, let's bring on the Irish pirate, our new tech wizard, the illustrious pirate, will now reach the floor of the Von Weehan Show. Tech wizardry at its best, I shall say. How are you doing, sir?
I feel your compliments very deeply. I actually
good.
Appreciate that you played the version of that song from.
I knew you'd like that.
Bandit. Yeah, I like the fact you played the because I cut that one up specifically to be on your show.
Right, and folks, just so you know, I've had the Irish Pirate write up some and work on some editing for the show and some of the new songs that were played tonight. He's done an excellent job. Excellent.
Fun part about all that is. I think I want to say this. In college, that kind of stuff was in the background and you were talking over it. It wasn't featured. It was something that was just kind of helping you along. And it would take you months since you were talking and something underneath it. It took months finally before somebody said, hey, what was that song that was underneath? And so even the station manager would have to come to me and said, you've been waiting for this one for years, I know. The answer is, hey, you know, this stuff wouldn't play normally on the station that we're on, but I knew somebody would figure it out. And so it's kind of the same thing. I told you a long time ago I could really do these wonderful things, and you're going like, yeah, we'll get to it. And then one day you asked me for a song, and I think that's probably what did it. You had a need, and then I could fill it. And so that's how America is supposed to work anyway.
I was testing you, and you passed the test. You passed the test, sir, with flying colors. Well, I was very – years ago – yes, exactly. And we'll have more for you, guaranteed, Irish. I think before at KFNX years, I had that studio engineer, and then we had Wolf Studio Productions, and they're awesome. We wish them well. And maybe now you. So we'll go right down the gauntlet. But you did an excellent job, man. I want to thank you because our new tech wizard, I think, is going to be the Irish Pirate Studios. How about those apples?
Loving it. Loving it. You've sent my words before. Actually, there's one song you played that I did put back together and sweeten it up for you, if you remember. Yeah, you took the first song of the CD I gave you. I thought, did he actually listen to that CD? And then you pop that thing on there.
I actually do listen to everything that comes across my desk. Everything. Trust me. I am very thorough.
Awesome.
It's the German in me. We don't leave anything to chance.
From the creative side of people, they just want to be heard. They don't want to be dominating. They just want to know that you like what they got. And if you like it, you'll find a way to use it.
I will. Let's see. I liked it.
One correction I can give you from earlier, COVID-19 was based on 2019. There are 34 different coronaviruses, of which 7 bother people. And I don't like using the word human.
Great correction.
They're very familiar with all these things, and clearly it makes it wide open for them to create another one, which is probably the scariest thing of all of it, that we'll be so used to the idea that coronaviruses are so supposedly common. The answer is no, all the other ones, they get beat. You know. And the other thing, I brought it up once, don't be afraid of a new strain, because, or at least not if it's a real new strain, because anything with so-called gain of function, by definition, there is nothing on this planet that has ever mutated and gotten stronger. Nothing.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why you and I like our backgrounds. We don't plan on mutating and getting stronger. But, so they're going to try to scare you with this. I'm going to say it up front. Yeah, it's going to be new, unless, of course, it's not new, which would be the scarier version of that. But either way, you're given an immune system, and this is, I mean, I hate to say this, but my entire family that I've talked to so far and everyone they've mentioned off the side have all taken the shot. I mean, I would love to say how well I've been able to stop people from being able to do the wrong thing, but they don't want to think for themselves at all. That pretty much is what's happening. I took it for this reason. I took it for that reason. I haven't heard anything bad about it. I haven't had time to hear anything bad about it yet. I mean,
right.
What about being naturally skeptic? Normally past the age of 14, people tend to be skeptic of any new technology of any kind. And you can still learn a new language and all that, but it will appear alien to you at first rather than just say, oh, there's somewhere in the world where they speak it. And congratulations. I loved Suzette's phone call. She's got a lot of personality. We need more people like her calling. She knows what she's talking about, apparently. And she knew how to get
Suzette
on
was
get
awesome.
Off.
Suzette was awesome from Ontario, California, the Inland Empire.
Yeah,
They call it the Greater Illinois Empire.
That.
She had a lot of good points. I love it. Yeah. Very good
and,
stuff.
Well, and I grew up in Orange. I grew up in Orange County, right next door. Matter of fact, natural
yes.
rival to the Inland Empire. Matter of fact, that's
yes.
they actually use the area codes from those as referring to the other one as less than appropriate. That type of thing. Yeah, you can tell by the area code what they are. That was really popular back in the day in sports stuff where people would rag on each other like that. It was kind of fun because it brought out the best of trying to say don't fall into a typecast. And this show will never do that. We're too diverse already. But unless they want to typecast us as patriotic, which is a little too late for that. Yeah, that would be kind of fun. But anyway, the long story short of things is here comes this is just picking up steam, and we're going to have to be really fast on being able to call our shot before we hit it, just like you did with the election of Donald J. Trump. You're one of the two earliest to get to me and say, you know, he's going to win this thing. And so right now, I think we're already saying, look, this is going to get really ugly, but that doesn't mean that they're capable of being able to tie their shoes and be able to whistle a tune at the same time. Because these people are the reason they're doing what they're doing is they can't lead. The reason why they're doing what they're doing is they have no idea what to do if they're actually responsible for anything they ever did. These are spoiled brats to the max. And we created
yeah.
the problem, like you said. So it would be really neat if we could suddenly say, I withdraw my support for your incapable face. By the way, you wanted me to teach. You were hoping that I would get that chess teaching job. The answer is they now realize there's no way with the current rules that it's going to work. And very similar to the same problems I get as a young earth creationist, you ask evolutionists, what's your best sources for evolution? And the geologist is pointing over at somebody who studies whales, and the whale dude is turning around and pointing over at someone who's into plants. And they go in a big fat circle and nobody takes responsibility. Well, the same thing's happening with the chess thing. When I first talked with the city of Peoria, they blamed it on the state. And then the state, of course, is blaming it on elsewhere. And then elsewhere, they blame locally.
Right.
And so it's a circle again. Everybody's saying, well, I'm not responsible for locking you down. I'm just following somebody else's guideline. Well, sooner or later, either you have a white paper or something that's real to be able to say, look, I'm really doing something that I can prove with science that it needs to be done in your home or in this pub. Or the answer is it never came out. It never will. People have done. In my last phone call, I told you about the Freedom of Information Act that nobody's been able to get any information from in three countries.
Right.
And so here we are in a situation where we turn around and we say, hey, we're done with that 15-day wait. Do you have anything else behind that, such as some facts or something? And
God, no doubt.
It's kind of hilarious. Well, everybody's passing the buck. And we cannot let this happen. We have to say, look, either one of two sides. You're going to say either I am a sovereign citizen. I'm someone who deserves an answer. You can say it that way, or you can do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heavily dependent on you and the things that you're doing. I mean, you'll never hear me say that because I'd have to choke it. I'm so heavily dependent on
right.
you. No, that would be a terrible thing to say because you know what comes after that. But either way, it should be putting pressure on them. And they don't want the pressure. As what I'm telling you is they're just pointing their finger, don't look at me. I'm just in charge. That doesn't mean I'm responsible for you. And you're thinking, there's something wrong with this picture. And the answer is, yeah, you and I, and just about everybody else that calls this show, understands the concept of responsibility as I take risks because if I don't, there are people that are going to be disappointed with my performance, whether I'm looking out for a family, whether I'm going to school and I got to come back with some grades or something, whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
you're taking a certain amount of responsibility. You're supposed to be able to do that better as you grow up. But obviously, these people that went to school here and the school was a little more woke than what we're apparently willing to put up with. The problem we have now is that these people are incapable of handling any form of responsibility. You know, I like the ability to play video games on my off time. Yeah, that's a choice you can make. I like the ability to go out and party and have fun. Or in some, nowadays, I'm finding it's the opposite. Those same people don't go out to have fun anymore, and they're stuck with themselves, and they're miserable, which is why the 16 to 25-year-olds, especially in the northeast part of the United States, their suicide rates have tripled. So yeah,
I know.
Somebody's got to, and all it would take would one person say, hey, apparently they didn't teach you the solution. Me personally,
right.
I prefer a spiritual solution, but not everybody's going to get that right away. Either way, it's got to be a logical solution. And to me, the logical solution is freedom isn't free. I mean, what are you willing to give to get back something? Obviously, just like taxes coming out of your income, you can't keep all of it. It's not going to work that way. You're going to have to give some, donate some, invest some. And they don't get it. These students coming out of school didn't think they were ever going to have to invest. They didn't think
That's
they were
right.
going to have responsibility for anything. And wow. And so with the exception, of course, of my chess students, most of them knew that, hey, I've got something. I want to show it off. And they're angry they can't show it off. But –
Right.
The hardest part is who are they going to – once they beat somebody, once they go out and actually show up even if they don't win, once they go out and they show up even if they don't win, they're looking for someone to say, wow, that was different. And that's exactly what was happening before 2020. That was the most common response
right.
we got when they went international. Most common response, they say, normally if a kid's from Phoenix, we kick their butt because they all do the same things until now. It's like, yeah, well,
right.
you keep guessing and we'll keep winning. Anyway,
that's right. Irish, thank you, man. Thank you.
I got some more music for you when you get ready, and feel free anytime you've got a project. I want to be that guy. I want to be your tech wizard.
The tech wizard, Irish Pirate. Yeah. I think that's up your alley for sure. Thank you so much, Irish. Have a great night, buddy. Thank you.
Indeed.
Folks, that's the Irish Pirate calling from his undisclosed location somewhere in the Phoenix Valley, which will remain nameless. He's a tech wizard of many talents, and we appreciate him on the show. By the way, our chat room is lit up tonight, so if you're online on the Blog Talk site, we have some great chats going on, some great comments are going on, and we have some more callers. We're in overtime tonight. I knew it would be a packed show, and I'll be back in a moment.
Everything. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. On the beat, bring it back. On the track, bring it back.
Press the surfer on for some comments. Brett, are you there tonight?
How are you, man? How are you?
Doing great. I'm doing great, man. We're in overtime tonight, so I knew it was going to be a very busy show. What are your comments tonight, buddy? Are you back from Mexico?
No, man, I'm still down here. Weather's a little windy. I've been down here a couple weeks.
God,
man.
I love it.
I sent you a video of the ocean today. It was beautiful. Surf was up today, man.
You're in Shoya Bay, right? By Puerto Penasco, otherwise known as Rocky Beach. Yes.
I was at a different area today over Mirador Beach, but the weather's beautiful down here, man. This is different. This isn't
God.
That hard, but all the migrants coming rolling through, man. But I do hear that a lot of them that do go to the border are being shipped to Gila Bend. That's on the way down here. And their mayor is up in arms. He's like, we can't handle this. We cannot financially handle this, you know. So
right.
he's yeah, it's an issue, man. And I mean, it's sad for the kids. I don't know exactly what they're going to do with these kids. I find it interesting that they can't talk to the presidents of these countries and say, hey, mm-hmm. you know, here your people back. You know, it's just very. Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder what happens behind closed doors.
America can't be the dumping ground for the whole world. Those countries need to survive on their own. They have their own people. We can't take in the whole world. We just can't. Look, it's going to crater at some point, and it's going to implode under its own weight, the weight of government payments and government taxation. And you couple in the COVID with that. We're looking at, in my view, these things are all part of the puzzle, right? They're all part of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And the toxic brew that's being stirred. We're looking at a lot of riots this summer, hate to say it, in many of our cities. 40 million illegal immigrants or migrants, whatever you want to call them, invaders, is not going to help. I just asked these simple questions. Is this helping America right now in this time and space timeline that we're in, or is it hurting? It's hurting us, not helping us. These aren't rocket scientists or brain surgeons or engineers that we're bringing in. It's really a border crisis / it's not really a false flag. It's beyond that. It's a real situation that's going to get out of control. And, you know, we are looking at disaster, social disaster. Millions
we
have a people problem in America, Brett. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, of course. And then Biden is saying that we are sending them all back, and that's just simply not true. Just like you said,
yeah.
He's saying we're sending them all back. No, we're not. You know, so
we're not. You're right.
That would be awesome if we were. You know, but. You know, come here legally and go through the legal process. And it's unfortunate. It's a very sad situation for a lot of these people, you know, not the criminals, but for the people
hearts pour out to them
that
we can't take them later. Yeah, our hearts pour out to them, Brett, but we can't take them all in. And the thing is,
no.
We don't have a population shortage in America. We don't need millions and millions of more people. And most of these people are going to end up being busboys and landscapers or, you know, low-skilled workers. We don't need right now millions of those low-skilled workers in America. There's nothing wrong with being a low-skilled worker. Everyone starts somewhere, right? But right now we have enough people that are unemployed that need to get back to work eventually, not right away for some of them due to COVID. But we have enough people here ready to work is what I'm saying. We don't need to add to our government roles and our welfare state. It's going to balloon.
Yeah, that's we can only we just can't take it. Gila Bend is an example. They say our financially it's going to break us. We can't even afford one meal and a bottle of water. It's just
financially it's going to break us.
Yeah. And that's a miniature example of a micro example of what can happen on a large scale. And that's a scary situation, you know. I hope they are going to have to come up with a solution, though, or it will. I don't know how much when you said it's 700 times. I mean, they're it's 700 times.
Yes.
Beyond capacity.
Yes.
I mean,
that's off the
just
chart.
Unbelievable.
729% over capacity. Over. That's amazing. And it's their own numbers. I'm not making these up. It's it's from them. I go to the source. I just repeat what they say and throw it back in their face. That's what I'm famous for doing. And you're right, man. It's like it's going to break us. And look, we can sit here all day and say we feel for these people. They have a rough life, yada, yada, yada. And they do. And I'm not saying being born in a third world country is great. It probably sucks. But that's the hand that you're dealt by God, by the cosmos. You have to make it the best. We can't just absorb, you know, billions of people into this country. We're going to end up just like them. A few can get in through legal immigration, right, what you said, but we can't absorb just millions pouring over. That's crazy.
And then that's why the Border Patrol is saying we don't have any room, so here they are, and the cities are getting over. They can't deal with it. So what's going to happen? You're going to have theft. You're going to have
That's right.
You know,
they got to eat.
Don't know.
Right? They got to eat. They got to drink, and they are going to need money sooner or later. Where are they going to get that money before they get the government check? Well, petty theft will rise. I see more carjackings. I see more home invasions. I see more crime, more theft, more property crimes especially. I see our job market being flooded by low-skilled people who are going to dumb down the wages even more in this country. I don't see anything good really coming out of it. Now, for those people, it's wonderful. They made it to America. I get their point of view, but we're not talking about their point of view. We're talking about our point of view. We're here. They're not. And so I'm sorry. That is reality. So though I feel for them, I want everyone in the world to do well. I really, really do. But my thing is we can't take in everybody because we're a bleeding heart, right? We have to be logical
exactly.
And smart about it. It's no way to run a country. And as I said in my earlier monologue, Brett, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country, do you? You got nothing.
That's the definition of a country. And if we don't, and I mean, I don't want to lose this country. And you know, it's a scary situation, you know. And I mean, once it point where you've got your house being broken into all the time, or you know, and it I don't know what the breaking point will be, but I think the people will rise up and say enough's enough. We need to send these, you know, if you are, I don't know what they'll do. I think they'll eventually just say where everybody's going, you got to go back. If you're illegal, you're going back. And they'll do raids. They did that before, you know, where they were nightly, they would go in and find people that were illegal, and they removed them. But I don't know how many people they actually got. It was probably a small amount. It's probably just for publicity. But, you know, I don't know. It might just be so many that they just can't. They're just overwhelmed, you know.
It's a messy, dirty job, man, that nobody wants to do. But I've said this before. It's like if you don't have a border, you don't have anything. And all we're going to be is the big Babylonian whore where everyone's going to come over here and take what they want. And they're going to, and this country is going to go down the rabbit hole. Look, I have a great business idea for a budding entrepreneur out there. This is something that I even thought about myself. And again, get this, Brett. I look at the situation and I go, you know what a big growth industry is going to be in the Southwest, especially? I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to, because I think there's room for a ton of these companies. If you're in the bar business, the like bars over windows, I think you can make $1 million in selling bars on the windows of homes. Pretty soon, you're going to see bars on the windows of a lot of homes in Phoenix, in New Mexico. Now, this has been going on for years already in California. In parts of L.A., there's many homes out there that have bars on the windows now. I think you'll see this more and more as time goes on, as people want even more protection to bar somebody from breaking into their house at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you're in that business, or if that to me would be a gold mine, that just installing those. Yeah, let's start a company and do that, because we can make a mint off these people with millions of people coming over, young men, mainly, not women and children. Let's face facts. It's a proxy army for the Democrats. I can see a big, big need for that and specialize in that. And I'm playing around with it myself. And I'm going, you know what? This could make me a multi-millionaire. Just for having a security business. Forget about everything else. The security business sector of our economy, I think, is going to explode. especially from Texas to California. Anything with even bodyguards, body armor, people who are celebrities or have high profiles will want protection. I think it could be a gold mine.
They're trying to defund the police, and while they really try and if some of that goes through, you are going to need that. You're going to need bars in your windows, and you're going to probably need your own private security.
We'll see private armies being formed because the police will stand down. They want their pension. They don't want to get their hands dirty in some cases. I get it. The military is going to be deployed overseas for more no-win wars. The powers that be over here will start forming their own armies to protect their neighborhoods. And that's what I see as the future of America. Brett, thank you, man. Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Enjoy Choya Bay in Mexico. And be careful coming back over that border, buddy.
I will. I'll be home this
weekend. Take care,
man. All right, brother. Talk to you
next. Love it. Take care. Drive safe. Drive safe. We got to end the show, folks. Got to end sometime. So we could talk for hours about this stuff. I'd say this. What Biden is really saying is this, as I will translate it for you, Mr. and Mrs. America. We have erased the border. Please come to America and join us. Please join the Democrat Party. We will take care of you, and we don't care what flyover country thinks. And like you, we do not take the border seriously. We already know that America is not a serious nation, brought to you by the Biden-Harris regime and administration. Folks, we are in overtime. We've got to end the show. We thank you so much. I want to get some more last comments, but I know those will run 5 or 10 minutes. So have a great night. We love you all, and I leave you with the theme of the Democrat Party in America.